WMCA brings you all the news by all means, 8 o'clock. WMCA, first with the news.
The 8 o'clock edition, Brown reporting, the New York weather headline. It'll be rainy, windy, and much warmer today. We'll check the full WMCA weather scope after the news. The United Nations. The UN General Assembly began an 11-week recess early this morning. The 15th annual session came to a close with the passage of a legal and binding obligation for all members to help pay the cost of the Congo operation. Russia and its satellites have maintained that they would pay nothing toward the $60 million bill already run up by the UN in the first 6 months in the Congo. The retiring U.S. Ambassador James Wadsworth summed up the session. He said it was a period of crisis which has tested the United Nations and is still testing it to its very foundation. But he added, despite Russian demands, Secretary General Dag Hammarskjöld is still Secretary General and the U.N. is still in business. Palm Beach, Florida. Wondering where the money goes is one of man's great problems, especially during the holiday season. But consider the problem facing President-elect Kennedy this morning. He meets with the budget makers to worry about the money problems of the entire country. Facing Kennedy, who is now in Palm Beach, is the difficult task of planning federal expenditures for next year when a troubled national economy may put a deep dent in the tax receipts. The budget conference slated for today follows the examination yesterday of the legislative outlook for next year with the top Democratic congressional leaders. New York City. The city's 1961 capital budget awaits signatures of Mayor Wagner and Controller Lawrence Girosa to become a legal document. The city council has approved the more than $600 million, despite criticisms by Republican liberal Stanley Isaacs and Democrat Sam Davis. Again, New York. Organized labor expected to offer stiff opposition to a proposal to levy a statewide sales tax for increased revenue. The tax is one of 27 proposals submitted to Governor Rockefeller yesterday. The sales tax proposal was suggested as an alternative to higher income and property taxes. The revenues would be distributed to local governments. But two labor members of the 15-man commission dissented strongly on the sales tax recommendation. They say it would place an increased financial burden on the low-income families. Again, Albany, the Democratic State Chairman Michael H. Prendergast apparently will battle any attempt by anybody to oust him from his job. He's already met with the upstate county chairman and says he will continue to act as the channel through which patronage will be given to party members. There have been some reports that President-elect Kennedy wants to have Prendergast ousted from the state job. New York City. The transcript of the radio conversations between the Idlewild and LaGuardia control towers and pilots of the two ill-fated planes that collided last Friday over the city is to be made public today. The transcripts are hoped to provide valuable clues on the reason for the crash. The WMCA Weatherscope. The official weatherman is saying that for the American youngsters, it looks like a white Christmas throughout most of the nation, but for many grown-ups, especially in the East, the thrill is somewhat blunted by the thoughts of breaking out the shovel again. Specifically, for New York City and Long Island, rainy and windy, but for Rockland and Westchester counties, there will be snow mixed with rain and possibly heavy snow inland. For New Jersey, heavy snow is forecast inland with freezing rain and snow in the coastal areas and rain throughout the rest of the state. Connecticut, snow possibly mixed with freezing rain in the coastal area. For New York City, the highest today in the 40s, clearing and colder tonight with a low 15 to 20. Fair and cold tomorrow, 25 to 30. Saturday and Sunday, fair and cold. Right now, the winds are from the south at 20 miles per hour. The relative humidity is 93%. The WMCA temperature reading is now up 2 degrees over the past hour. It's 46 degrees. The headlines, United Nations General Assembly has left the Congo crisis unsolved. President-elect Kennedy tackles the budget problem this morning. And that's the latest edition from the three news services and the four corners of the world. Next news at any moment as it happens. Next WMCA newscast at 8:30.
Top of the morning from Joe O'Brien.
I said, hey, 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 yeah. We'll be right back. Mississippi down in New Orleans. I said, hey, 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 yeah.
It's 8 past 8 o'clock, 8:08. Temperature is 46 degrees. Well, the weather this morning has really been goofy. It's been switching from everything starting at about 3 o'clock this morning, and we're up to 46 degrees. And the sudden rise in the temperature has sort of smoothed everything out in the WMCA area. What started out as looking like a real rugged Wednesday has now calmed down to where we can say the traffic is mostly medium to heavy everywhere in the WMCA area. Milo Sloboda tells us Brooklyn-Queens Expressway medium and moving, and the Queensboro Bridge is medium and moving in both directions. Gene Crate covering Grand Central says everything okay on Grand Central now. Traffic moving freely. It's heavy, but no stalls or anything along there. The sudden rise in temperature, of course, has melted a lot of the slush, so the water has been able to run off into the sewers, and that's dropped a lot of those flooded spots down to where they're merely wet now. Traffic moving along pretty good now in the WMCA area. The subways and trains are crowded. Everything pretty much on time so far. Merry Christmas, Emily.
Merry Christmas. This is Emily Banks, Miss Rheingold, 1960. Won't you join our Rheingold carolers?
While dashing through the snow with a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to sing the sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Jingle, jingle. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
From our Rheingold family to your family, a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Emily. That goes from us to you, too. 10 minutes past eight, alternate side of the street parking regulations suspended again today in New York. Bobby Darin, a song for the season, one of the prettiest, too. 46 degrees. 46, Bobby. This is Christmas, Auld Lang Syne.
When mistletoe and tinsel glow, paint a Yuletide Valentine. Back home I go, those I know, for a Christmas Auld Lang Syne. And as we gather round the tree, our voices all combine in sweet accord to thank the Lord for a Christmas auld lang syne. Christmas, auld lang syne.
Pretty song for the season. 12 minutes past 8 o'clock, temperature 46 degrees, believe it or not. Incidentally, one of the few places that probably will not have a white Christmas this year is Alaska. Looks as though they're not going to have enough snow to have a white Christmas this year, believe it or not. Matter of fact, in Anchorage today, the temperature is 24 degrees.
On, in, and under, Graco products are the best by far for your car.
Yes, they are. Oh, yes, indeed, in your car. Rayco seat covers have the modern look of latest 1961 car upholstery. So look, if you're not buying a new car now, let Rayco make your old car look like new. You'll like Rayco's new patterns and styles. You'll like the price. A set of Fiesta-styled covers. Leatherette trimmed are only $16.95. Custom fitted free in only 30 minutes. And you can buy on easy terms with a Rayco charge account. And for Christmas, get the new 20-inch motorized Starfire Oldsmobile Hobby Kit by Ideal. Customized with Rayco seat covers and accessories. Cost only $9.95 at your favorite toy or department store. Rayco has stores from coast to coast. 34 in WMCA's listening area in New York, New Jersey, Long Island, Westchester, and Connecticut. Check the phone book for the Rayco store nearest you. Traffic moving along pretty good in the WMCA area. No unusual tie-ups. Trains, subways, buses, and the ferries are all on time so far this morning. We've had a rough morning as far as the weather's concerned. Seems to have settled down now into a high temperature Wednesday, December the 21st, the 356th day of the year, with 10 more to follow in 1960. Four shopping days until Christmas. The moon's approaching its first quarter. The morning star is Mars. The evening stars are Mars, Saturn, and Venus. And on this day in history, in 1620, the Mayflower Pilgrims first set foot on American soil. And in 1942, on this date, December the 21st, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the validity of six-week divorces granted in the state of Nevada. Remember that? And also remember this. A bachelor is a man who never makes the same mistake once.
Joe?
Yes, Mitzi?
I saw a Bridget Bardot movie last night.
Bridget Bardot?
You know?
What?
That girl wears lumpy towels.
If I dance every dance with the guys who give me the eye and let them hold me tight, please don't mind if I smile at the man who holds my hand beneath the pale moonlight. I won't forget who's taking me home, and you should remember too that I'm saving the last dance for you. I know that the music's fine, like sparkling wine, but my mind's on
Yes, it's fine like sparkling wine, but my mind's on you. I can tell by the way you look at me that you're thinking too.
Dance for little old you. That, of course, is Demita Joan, a swinging hitter for her in WMCA land. 16 past 8 o'clock, 16 past 8 o'clock, and you're in Radio Wonderland, Radio Wonderful, Radio WMCA. Just heard from Ed Gross, and now we've got flooding conditions on Union Turnpike at Little Neck Parkway. Flooding conditions there. In fact, flooding conditions are, well, we've had them off and on all morning in the WMCA area. Interborough Parkway, there are sporadic flooding conditions too, so watch it. Don't drive through any of those puddles at too high a speed. Kew Gardens Interchange, there's a car with a flat going into Interborough Parkway, and that, of course, LOL. Lots of luck on this Wednesday at 17 minutes past 8. Checking the WMCA weather scope. New York City and Long Island, rainy and windy. It's still raining. Rockland and Westchester, snow mixed with rain, possibly heavy snow inland. New Jersey, heavy snow inland, freezing rain and snow in the coastal areas and rain elsewhere. And Connecticut, snow, possibly mixed with freezing rain. For New York City, the high today in the 40s, we may hit 50 yet. It's 46 degrees right now. Clearing and colder tonight with a low 15 to 20. Fair and cold tomorrow, 25 to 30. Saturday and Sunday, fair and cold. Temperature, 46 degrees. Humidity, 93. The wind from the south, 30 miles an hour. Oh, keep your eye peeled for flooding conditions on various parkways, particularly on Long Island.
Over 5 million. Yes, over 5 million times a day, someone enjoys a cool glass of Ballantine beer. How about you?
Oh, Joe O'Brien, Mommy music's fine, but I've got proof that you're a goat.
Watch it.
Oh, friend, don't be sad. I know you're glad when Harrison gets.
Benny. 10 o'clock to 1, Harry Harrison. Hey, let's play Jump Back in Bed right now, shall we? Every morning here on the Joe O'Brien Show, we have $6 to $10 from 6 to 10 every morning for the best Jump Back in Bed suggestion from one of you nice people out there. Just send me a postcard with your name, address, phone number, and your suggestion as to why you would like to jump back in bed. Send it to Jump Back in Bed, WMCA, New York 17. We pick one every day, the best of the day, and if you call us at Murray Hill 85700 within 5 minutes, then you win the amount of loot that we're awarding for the day. Today it's $7, and today's winner is Mrs. M. Rosenzweig, RD1, Box 19, Farmingdale, New Jersey. And she has a complaint that a lot of people do why they'd like to jump back in bed. She says, my children have double session in school. Lots of luck. So my breakfast goes like this. Husband, breakfast 6:45. Sandra's breakfast, 7 o'clock. Baby Billy, 8:30. Gail, 9:30. Donald, 10:30. Sandra, home for lunch at 12:10. And that's why I want to jump back in bed. Oh, you got a good story there, Mrs. Rosenzweig. Farmingdale, New Jersey. You call me at Murray Hill 85700. Within 5 minutes, we've got $7 for you. Murray Hill 85700. And you'll get the $7 because you're the winner today and jump back in bed. on this Wednesday, first day of winter. Here's Elvis to warm you up. The number one sound in New York town and around the nation. Are you lonesome tonight?
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a brighter summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said the world's a stage and each must play a part. Fate had me playing in love with you as my sweetheart. Act one was where we met. I loved you at first glance. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. Then came act two. You seemed to change, you acted strange, and why I've never known. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me, and I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing your lies than to go on living without you. Now the stage is bare, and I'm standing there with emptiness all around. And if you won't come back to me, then they can bring the curtain down. Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
Are you lonesome tonight? Elvis Presley, the number one sound in our town. 23 past 8 o'clock WMCA time. The temperature is 46 degrees. Visibility at Idlewild is now a mile and a quarter. Raining and foggy. Some cancellations by some of the airlines at Idlewild and LaGuardia. Our advice to you is check your airline if you're flying today. Make sure when your flight leaves. Visibility at Idlewild, a mile and a quarter. 23 past 8 o'clock. Good morning.
Oh, everybody, even Santa shops, John's Bargain Store.
Let's hear it, Santa.
Attaboy. You get more gifts for your money when you shop John's Bargain Store.
A big one now.
Shop where Santa shops, John's Bargain Store.
Oh, come on, Santa, a real big one, come on. Cold is getting them down. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Get down to your nearest John's Bargain Store and get more Christmas gifts for your money. And don't forget to stock up on plenty of Christmas cards. Regular dollar and a half boxes of Christmas cards at two boxes for a dollar. Why don't you gather some together for next Christmas? Be a shrewdy, you know, like Benny. You get to choose from several popular varieties. Beautifully designed Christmas cards. Two boxes for a dollar at John's Bargain Store. Remember to get the things you'll need. Trim the Christmas tree at tremendous savings. What do you need for the tree this year? Christmas tree lights, icicles, Christmas tree balls, artificial snow. You'll get them all at John's Bargain Stores and all at a fraction of their comparable values. Shop and save at the store where you get more Christmas gifts for your money. Your nearby John's Bargain Store. Now remember, John's Bargain Stores has a sensational assortment of Christmas toys, all at fantastic savings. John's Bargain Stores will be open till 9 p.m. every night till Christmas for your shopping convenience. 8:25 in the morning, it's 46 degrees, flooding on Union Turnpike, flooding in patches on Interboro Parkway. Kew Gardens Interchange is jammed up. You'll need about a half an hour if you're heading around that direction. There's a flooding condition at Union Turnpike and Little Neck Parkway that's kind of slowing cars down. Just in general, watch for those flooded spots. Some of them are deep, some of them aren't, but you never know until you're in the middle. The String-Alongs, interesting new instrumental. 46 degrees, this is Wheels. String-Alongs and Wheels at 27 minutes past 8. 8:27, the temperature is 46 degrees. Here's a swinger from the Olympics, Dance by the Light of the Moon.
Ask your mother, daddy, can you go out tonight with the stars are bright? We need to feel the light. Ask your mother, daddy, can you go out tonight? We're gonna dance by the light of the moon.
Dance with the dolly with the hole in her stocking. Dance by the light of the moon. Joe O'Brien here, top of the morning to you on a 46-degree first day of winter.
We say in New York. York, it's WMCA. Yes, in New York, it's WMCA.
Spring a little early this year. Winter starts at 3:27 officially this afternoon. Four more shopping days to Christmas.
Tired of the same old Christmas dinner? Why not make it a Chung King Chow Mein Christmas dinner?
Wait a minute. Are you some kind of a nut?
Beg your pardon?
What has Chinese food got to do with Christmas? We're going to have roast turkey at our house with dressing, cranberry sauce.
I know,
yeah, but gravy, that kind of thing.
But Chung King Chow Mein is...
All right.
Delicious.
Never mind. Come back and talk to me about that in January. After the holidays.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Honorable WMCA at 570 WMCA Radio, where the news watch never stops. It's 8:30. WMCA first with the news.
The 8:30 edition, Brown Reporting, presented by Pall Mall Famous Cigarettes. The cigarettes that give you satisfying flavors so friendly to your taste. The New York weather headline, it'll be rainy, windy, and warmer. We'll check the full WMCA weather scope after the news. New York City. Formal inquiry into the disastrous 12-hour fire that swept the supercraft carrier Constellation on Monday is expected to produce a clash between city fire officials and the Navy over safety measures. The death toll on that fire is now at 49. Fire Commissioner Edward F. Kavanaugh has been openly critical of the wooden staging in the platforms used by workmen to install wires and pipe. He said there is no excuse for something like this to go on. Kavanaugh had pointed out that civilian shipyards in the city are required to use metal staging. The Navy Secretary, William B. Franke, said as far as he could tell, neither carelessness, poor housekeeping, nor economy measures could be blamed for the fire. Washington. The Federal Aviation Chief, Elwood R. Quesada, is under attack from three sides this morning after announcing that one of the planes in the airliner collision over New York City was 11 miles off course. Quesada has been criticized by the United Airlines president, W.A. Patterson. Captain John McDonald, the veteran accident investigator of the Airline Pilots Association, and in effect by the Civil Aeronautics Board member, G. Joseph Minetti. In an apparent slap at Quesada's announcement, Minetti said only the CAB has authority to investigate air crashes and that this authority could not be delegated to anybody else. McDonald said the FAA chief's announcement was the fourth time in about a year that he had announced the solution of the air crash before the ashes cooled. He said, as usual, he blames it on a dead pilot who cannot defend himself. Beijing. The defense minister of Red China says his country will do all it can to put a stop to what he calls the intervention and the aggression of U.S. imperialism in Laos. The Beijing radio quotes him as making the pledge in a message to the defense minister of communist North Vietnam. But the broadcast did not say just how far the Red Chinese will go. Havana, Cuba. Fidel Castro's cabinet has started performing the surgical operation he recommended for Cuba's judiciary. The bearded leader says the judges lack revolutionary spirit. And so the cabinet has decreed a 45-day suspension of a law preventing the removal of judges. It's expected that during the 45-day suspension, there will be many judges removed. The United Nations. The UN General Assembly has ended its stormy 15th session, going into recess early this morning until about March 7th. In its closing hours, the Assembly approved a resolution that requires that all members share in cost of the UN Congo operation for 1960. Palm Beach, Florida. President-elect John Kennedy talks budget today with two of his top fiscal advisors. He's expected to confer throughout the day with the Harvard economist David Bell, who will head the Budget Bureau. We'll check the WMCA weather scope and the headlines after this message from Pall Mall.
Taste, Pall Mall. So good, good, good. Good looking, good tasting, good smoking. Pall Mall. Smoke, Pall Mall. Get satisfying flavor, get satisfying flavor. So friendly to your taste. Pall Mall, Pall Mall. You get satisfying flavor, so friendly to your taste.
Famous cigarettes, outstanding.
And
and they are mild.
Checking the WMCA weatherscope for New York City and Long Island, rainy and windy. Rockland and Westchester, snow mixed with rain, possibly heavy snow inland. For New Jersey, heavy snow inland with freezing rain and snow in the coastal areas, rain throughout the rest of the state. Connecticut, snow mixed with freezing rain in the coastal area. For New York City, the highest today will be in the 40s, clearing and colder tonight, low 15 to 20. Fair and cold tomorrow, 25 or 30 degrees. Saturday and Sunday, fair and cold. Right now, the winds are south at 30 miles per hour. The relative humidity is 93%. The WMCA temperature reading is 46 degrees. The headlines, more testimony slated for the probe of Brooklyn Navy Yard fire and last week's plane collision over New York. The Red Chinese say they will put a stop to U.S. aggression in Laos. And that's the latest edition from the three news services and the four corners of the world, presented by Pall Mall Famous Cigarettes, the cigarettes that give you satisfying flavors, so friendly to your taste. Next news at any moment as it happens, next WMCA newscast at 9 o'clock.
This is WMCA, where all the fun has just begun.
Your sunny side up.
Keep your sunny side up with the happy sound of WMCA radio.
Keep your sunny side up, way up.
Music, news, and exciting extras showcased by WMCA's personalities. Joe O'Brien, Harry Harrison,
Don Davis,
Johnny Dark,
Bob Callan,
Brad Sherwood.
Keep your funny side up, up. Let your laughter come through.
Enjoy the happy sound of WMCA radio, where all the fun has just begun.
Keep your sunny side up.
Top of the morning from Joel Bryan. Jimmy Gladden, what am I gonna do? It's raining. Jimmy, it's a wet one today. Jimmy Clanton, what am I gonna do? 21 minutes before 9 o'clock, temperature is 46 degrees, and boy, it's been raining very hard since midnight, and it's still pouring in the WMCA area.
A good day to roll up your sleeves and test your waterproof watch.
Name your favorite brand, any brand in the land. You name it, you'll find it at Barney's. Make your own little test. Name the brand you like best. You name it, you'll find me at Barney's.
Hey, suppose you had a guess how many famous brands of men's clothing you could find at any one store. Now, how many would you expect to find at even the largest? Three, four, five? Oh, well, fellas, Barney's carries 40 famous brands, the best-known makers in America, and all at savings to 25%. Now, for example, handsome, practical, zip-lined coats by McNally. They're flawlessly styled in imported Irish tweeds, warumbas, fine Saxonies, and cavalry twills, with all-wool zip-in linings for extra warmth. $75 values, they're only $55 at Barney's. Every size, of course. Careful alterations, charge privileges, parking, all free. That's Barney's, 7th Avenue and 17th Street. Good old Barney's open until 9 o'clock. And clothing ordered now can be altered for Christmas. Keep that in mind, even though we have just four more shopping days until the big day. 20 minutes to 9 o'clock, good morning on a wet one. Take along the umbrella today. It's going to be moist all day long. Let's check the situation around the WMCA area. In spite of New York City's heavy rain, New York Central, New Haven Railroad commuter trains are pretty much on time this morning. Long-distance trains delayed up to a half hour because of bad weather in the Middle West and in the New York City vicinity. Normal transport operations on the New York City transport lines. Heavy rain during the morning rush period dampened conditions a little bit. However, darkness around 8 o'clock, just about 40 minutes ago, required automobiles to use their headlights, as you fellows who were driving through Long Island City remember when that downpour hit you. Subways, commuter railroads, and Staten Island Ferry all at normal operation. New York City Police headquarters report flooding conditions on the Belt Parkway in Brooklyn. What else is new, fellas? The dear old Belt Parkway, the Orphan Parkway of the WMCA area. Only one lane is open to westbound traffic between Bay 8th Street and 4th Avenue, and traffic is backed up about 2 miles. That's Belt Parkway in Brooklyn. The planes, heavy rain hampering operations at Idlewild. Planes landing and leaving. Check your airline for your plane because it may be leaving just a little bit later. There's fog out there, too. Visibility is about a mile and a quarter. We've had all kinds of weather this morning. It's been changing rapidly, even in the same area. And, of course, the weather in Connecticut and the weather in New Jersey and the weather on Long Island are all completely different as those three different countries. Time is 19 minutes before 9 o'clock. How do you feel today? Stick around. Just a little bit longer. Maurice Williams, let's hear it.
Please, 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 please tell them who you're going to. Now all your daddy don't mind and your mommy don't mind if we have another dance. Yeah, just the one more.
With Maurice Williams at 17 minutes to 9 o'clock, 17 to 9 WMCA hit time. Joe O'Brien here, top of the morning. We'll be here till 10. Harry Harrison bounces in 10 to 1, Don Davis 1 to 4. And let's check that WMCA weather scope, a real nutty one today. High in the 40s, it may even go to 50 degrees. Clearing and colder tonight, low 15 to 20. Fair and cold tomorrow, 25 to 30. And Saturday and Sunday will be fair and cold. Christmas Day, fair and cold. We probably will not have a white Christmas. Temperatures 46 degrees, humidity 93, the wind from the south at 30 miles an hour. You know, we had 33 degrees this morning at 3 a.m. We've picked up so far 13 degrees. It's up to 46 in New York.
So, girls, get your work done before the heat of the day sets in.
Get Vicks medicated cough drops. Think will soothe the tickle away. Get 6 medicated cough drops. Pick up a pack or 2 today. When you're coughing and your throat is raw and sore, it makes good sense to relieve it quick. Remember, Vic medication makes the difference.
Get new Vic's Vitamin C cough drops with a lip-licking lemon flavor. Cough drops never tasted so good. Ease cough, soothe throat tickle, and they're fortified with vitamin C. New Vic's Vitamin C cough drops. Also, try Vic's regular and wild cherry. Only cough drops medicated with the throat-soothing ingredients of Vic's Vapor Rub.
Get Vic's medicated cough drops. Pick up a pack or 2 today. Pick up a pack or 2 today.
In all 3 great flavors, Vic's medication makes the difference.
Call the Lighthouse at El Dorado 52200. A little of your time can mean a lot to someone who cannot see. To volunteer, call El Dorado EL 52200. Remember, flooding conditions on Belt Parkway, only 1 lane open to westbound traffic between Bay 8th Street and 4th Avenue. Traffic is now backed up about 2 miles. 8:45, a quarter to 9 o'clock. Good morning to you for glistening, listening. Dial your happy holiday station, Radio WMCA. Oh, let's rock around that Christmas tree. Brenda Lee's here.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
Man from Mars.
Go home where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
Christmas tree, Brenda Lee. The time is 12 minutes to 9, 12 to 9 o'clock, WMCA, Live It Up time.
Business end of your Winston cigarette, the tobacco end, is where flavorful smoking gets its start. Winston gives you filter blend up front. Fine tobacco specially chosen for filter smoking. Remember, nothing can taste just like a Winston because nothing is made just like a Winston.
is Exodus. Moranti and Teicher and their big hit, 8 minutes to 9 o'clock, 8 to 9 WMCA time. Ski Thompson checks in with the temperature in Paramus. It's 41 degrees right now in Paramus. Route 17 southbound is moderate, northbound is light, and of course, congestion at the light in Paramus on Route 17, as there always is. Long Island Expressway is jammed with traffic. There's very little flooding conditions on LIE this morning, just plenty of cars all the way from Little Neck Parkway to Queens Midtown Tunnel. Jammed this morning. This has been a real nutty traffic morning. All off. None of the predictions could work out today. Everything worked out completely contrary-wise. It was a Friday-type traffic day on some spots and a Monday on others and a Tuesday on others and others nothing. Heavy on the Long Island Expressway at 7 minutes to nine. Good morning.
Glöhnischer Feststopp. That's happy holiday in German. For your happy holiday, serve 7-Up. The more 7-Up, the merrier.
Temperature's 46 degrees. That's true, Mother. 46 degrees. We're liable to hit 50 yet today, although the weather scope predicts in the 40s. Maybe that will be the highest, but a lot warmer than anyone expected today, first day of winter. Humidity's 93%. Wind from the south at 30. Rain and windy tonight, high in the 40s. Clearing, windy and colder tonight, low 15 to 20. And tomorrow will be fair and cold, 25 to 30. Christmas Day, incidentally, predicted as fair and cold on the long-range weather scope. Traffic heavy on Long Island Expressway, LOL.
I love Corina.
This is Ray Peterson.
Tell the world I do. I love Corina. Tell the world I do. I pray every night she'll learn to love me too.
To 9 o'clock, Long Island Expressway is good luck at this hour. Bob Reynolds just checked in, and he says the same story from Flushing all the way in, and it even goes further than that, Bob. Long Island Expressway is jammed. There is one bad flooded spot on Long Island Expressway. I'm sure you all know which one it is. Past the Brooklyn Queens Expressway, you know, when you go under the underpass, down that rough spot,
where the road is all torn up, looks like the Polish cavalry went through. You know the spot, I mean. That's the only real bad flooded area on the Long Island Expressway, so watch that. Traffic heavy on LIE. Have a letter here received from one of our lady listeners. Says, "Dear sirs, I'd like to offer this helpful hint for the holiday season. There's no need to spend extra hours in the kitchen preparing poultry stuffing anymore. All you do now is use Bond Instant Stuffing Mix. Bond Instant Stuffing Mix does all the work for you. No muss or fuss. Nothing to clean away after. You just add water or milk or soup to Bond Instant Stuffing Mix, and in minutes you have the most delicious old-fashioned poultry stuffing you've ever tasted. My family can't get enough of it," she says. "And Bond Instant Stuffing Mix is made with all the finest ingredients, and what a time saver. I know your other listeners will love it, so please remind them to get several of those red and yellow packages of Bond Instant Stuffing Mix now. Thank you, honey."
Wonderful! Wonderful!
Says about Bert Sherwood, 1 to 6 a.m. on WMCA.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Jingle bells with Santo and Johnny. They call it Twistin' Bells. 3 to 9, temperature 46. Time. After the news, we've got swingers for you. Fats Domino will drop in to kick off the next hour.
The Joe O'Brien Show is produced by Michael Quill. Additional dialogue by Lucky Luciano. Costumes by Ezra Benson. Overall supervision by the Amalgamated Overall Corporation.
570 on your dial.
WMCA. Where are we?
In New York.
WMCA temperature is 46 degrees, believe it or not.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holiday and season's cheer. From your neighbors and your friends who bottle Coca-Cola far and near. Sing we now our joyous greeting. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Now that the holiday season is here, be sure you have plenty of Coca-Cola for parties and drop-in guests. Buy Coke in regular, king, or family-sized bottles because Coca-Cola refreshes you best. WMCA first on your dial. First with the news every half hour around the clock, 9 o'clock.